Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm still going to push everybody else in front of Grisham. I know that's the like conversation that everybody wants to have and comb through. I feel like we've done it. So let's do some New York football Giants. Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, Abdul Carter, and their matchup this week against the Detroit Lions. A team that comes up a lot around these parts because Aaron Glenn was with the Detroit Lions. And they were a team that was in the dumpster of the NFL for a long time. And now all of a sudden, they find themselves at the top of the NFC. They've been very close over the last few years. And coming off that game against the Eagles on Sunday Night Football, I think they're going to be pissed off. I think they're going to be upset. I think they're going to be ready to play in their building in front of their fans. I think their fans are upset because they kind of got worked. They got jobbed with the way that game ended with the phantom pass interference call. They didn't get a shot to try and come back and win there. But that's no reason not to play Jackson Dart. That's no reason to put this quarterback on the shelf for any longer. Let me say this, because I got it. Like I've taken calls and I've read about it. Like, I get it. Jackson Dart is the franchise QB. You got to protect him. The season's over. We're tanking now. We can't get hurt. It's football, man. I was saying that weeks ago. Couple things. He clears the concussion protocol. He's good to go. If he's not feeling the tooth injury, which I talked about the other night, it isn't just a concussion, right? I understood if they wanted to hold him out for 2 weeks because he's concussed and he lost a tooth and he had an ankle and he had a hamstring. He's beat up. But he's not beat up. He's back to practice. Last week in practice, he's practicing his dance moves. So you play him. Why do you play him? Because he's still developing. He's not all the way developed yet. The biggest part of his development you're about to see. Can he slide? We know he can slide. But can he slide and get down and get out of bounds and protect himself and not take as many hits? And instead of trying to be plus two, which he told John Gruden, you know, every play I want to be plus two. If I get hit, fall forward 2 yards. You can't. That doesn't happen all the time. The whole part of the like defense being out there, they're defenders. They're trying to stop you. They don't want you to get hit and fall. They're trying to put you 2 yards back. And I'd rather you slide and potentially be minus two and live to fight another day. Also, part of his development, your head coach, the guy that believed in you, the guy that went and got you, the guy that was calling you on the phone to say, hey, I'm trusting in you. Like, we're picking you. You're the guy. That guy is gone. That guy lost his job. And coincidentally, they wanted to pile on him and say that he was running Jackson Dart. He was running all these run plays to save his job and putting the kid in harm's way. Well, now the head coach is the guy that was calling those plays. Mike Kafka was calling the plays, was he not? So make it make sense, man. Let's see what version of Mike Kafka's offense and play calling we get with post-concussion Jackson Dart. Because if you ask me, you still need his legs in this offense. I know Devin Singletary had a big game. I know Tyrone Tracy contributed as well. Against the Packers defense, you were able to run the ball in your building. There's still an element to Jackson Dart's game that defenses can't account for. And that's him running the ball, design runs. Now, when he scrambles and he's looking for grass to make a throw, that's one thing. If he's scrambling and there's no one to throw to, and you know, he doesn't want to get down and he's still reckless, that shows he hasn't learned. You know, part of his development here is, okay, let's see if you can come back and finish out the rest of this season healthy. Let's see if you can come back and help this team under Mike Kafka potentially win another couple games. Jackson Dart doesn't care about tanking. Abdul Carter doesn't care about tanking. Right? Like, these guys, Abdul Carter now, have to go out there and perform and play and continue to add to their first-year stats. There can't be a rookie wall for Abdul Carter. You don't have a full sack. There can't be a rookie wall him. Like, I felt like in the last game he took a step back. Maybe it was because the world saw that he was benched for the first series and he's chasing the sacks. He's got to push forward. He's got to continue to apply pressure. He's got to continue to develop himself and become that guy that they did take third overall. I saw the Big Blue Film Room on Twitter, shout out to them, put out Abdul Carter's rookie season. 37 pressures, which is 19th best in the league. That's good. 22 quick pressures, fourth best in the league. That's even better. That's elite. 17% pass rush win rate, 15th best among edge rushers. It's pretty good too. But only a half sack. So Abdul Carter, if you want to quiet all your critics that had something to say about you being in recovery and missing a walkthrough and people, you know, making lies about you as you tweeted about and saying you were sleeping, the way that you silence everybody is to go perform. And if you want to silence someone like me who said, yo, you have no shame, you should have, you know, stayed home and not gone to Raw on Monday night. You're a guy in the news for negative things. The team is losing. You're holding up a Giants belt. You look goofy. You could have said, actually, I'm going to sit this one out. Somebody else go. But instead, no, you're a rookie. You're a young guy. You're a kid. You want to go to see WWE. You're out there. You're in this viral video. And as we get back to the phones at 888-808-1019, if you didn't catch my take on the whole Cam Scataboo WWE thing, it's perfectly fine. The only thing that's not perfectly fine about it is the Giants suck. So when you see them doing bits and you see them being in the storyline of WWE, I had a post or a reply on, I think, like ESPN or NFL on Twitter posted the video, or on Instagram posted the video, and I was one of the first people to reply. I said, the Giants will do anything but win. They'll do this whole side quest and go viral fighting against wrestlers. That has nothing to do with winning. That has nothing to do with helping you on Sunday. 888-808-1019. So Cam Scataboo, love that kid. Loved him before he got drafted by the Giants. He's a football guy. He eats nails for breakfast. And I feel for him because he came out and told the world, hey, I can't do something I love, which is play football. So I'm doing other things to keep me happy. I don't think we talk enough about these guys and their mental health and like how he's living the dream 1 minute and then a nightmare the next, and how painful that injury had to be and how hard that rehab is. He can't sleep right. He can't shower right. He can't do anything regular. He has to leave the house on a scooter in a walking boot. Let the man go to UFC. Let the man be in the center of attention at WWE. He's a streamer now. You know, he's getting money off of Twitch and people watching him play Madden and do live streams, popping out his shoulder and talking about dominating tacos and not letting the taco dominate you. It's okay. But what's not okay is the optics of the Giants are trash. If the Giants were winning, nobody would care. If the Giants were winning, it would be celebrated. It'd be like, wow, this is great. Look at the marketing. Look at the cross promo. It's New York. It's the Giants. It's WWE. Wow. Were the Jets there? Did they ask Tyrod Taylor to show up, or Justin Fields, or Mason Taylor? I don't know. Did they have the Jets involved? No. So that's just a couple words on that. We'll open it up to the Giants calls now. You know the number to dial. Richie is in Queens with us first. What's up, Richie?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. The Christian thing real quick. Let me ask you this, and it's just food for thought. I wonder, because there's going to be a lockout, unfortunately. I think anyway, they're gonna argue over obviously the cap, and then they're gonna come back to VA and they're gonna say we got to go to 4 years under control, it's going to go back and forth. I wonder if that will hold up contracts. I'm just thinking, because, you know, pay somebody that's going to be getting a big salary, go on strike. Obviously, they don't get paid, but it could be ugly. You know, the Dart thing, agree with you. He's got to play. I don't want another Tua. I think they're going to absolutely work with him as far as his ability to stay out of harm's way. Just like Jalen Hurts, I think, is one of the best. You could just see, he just knows. He has that feel of when to go down. He's got to, I don't know if he has that, but he has to get close to it. The thing that annoyed me Sunday with the game, it was the same scenario. And they interviewed Kafka at the end of the game. And they asked him, and one of the guys said, is it just driving you crazy that you can't get a big stop at the end of the game? Mm. It seems like that's the scenario. And he said something, Keith, that made no sense to me. He said, well, it's more than that. No, it's not. To me, I equate it this way. Tell me if you agree. You're down four runs. You get five. You got your closer. That's what you want. Regardless of what happened, you got your closer in the game. Same scenario there. You work 4 minutes to score, to go ahead, and you give up the lead in 2 minutes with supposedly the elite defense that you don't have what you were supposed to have.
Sure, and that can happen with something. The manager or the bench coach, and I think that's, thanks for the call, Richie, and I think that's where we are with Kafka in that situation, right? Like, it's Shane Bowen. It's Shane Bowen's defense. It's not necessarily even the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. It's Deontay Banks. It's, you know, guys that are out there like Corey Black and, you know, guys that you're relying on that can't get it done. You know, and going back to what you said about Tua and Jackson Dart are completely different type of quarterbacks. Tua has gotten sacked. Tua has tried to run and get some extra yards and doesn't know how to run at all and ends up being, hit and concussed. But, like, I don't think we're going to end up with another Tua situation with Jackson Dart. I think he's going to learn. And I think he's more athletic. And I think he has the ability. But John Gruden called him Evel Knievel. I think that was so, not ironic, but, like, fortuitous. Like, we didn't know where Jackson Dart would be drafted. We didn't know when he would be drafted in the draft, picked in the draft. But if you watch the Gruden QB camp with him, John Gruden says, what the hell you think? You're Evel Knievel, man? What do you do out there in Utah? Drive motorcycles over the Grand Canyon? You can't do this in this league. Like, you can't take all these hits. He showed him the clip of him being knocked out cold at USC. He showed him clips at Ole Miss with him getting his helmet knocked off. Like, I don't know. What's it going to take? I would hope, going to the concussion tent four times, I would hope, being in that Bears game where you could have won that game on the road and you get knocked out and the team loses again and your coach ends up getting fired, I would hope that that's enough of a lesson to avoid taking all those hits, to stay in the game, son. We need you. You're QB1. And now this entire Giants franchise and fan base is relying on you, not just for the rest of this year, but for years to come. Protect yourself. You're no good to us in street clothes. 888-808-1019. And then going back to the salary cap stuff, we'll get there. We'll cross that bridge. I really hope they don't lock out. But if I'm the Yankees or I'm the Dodgers or the Mets or whomever, I would be moving this offseason assuming that there's going to be a lockout because they're going to disagree. And the Dodgers did just win back-to-back World Series. And there's going to be some real conversations about the money in baseball, how it's spent, who can spend what, and what goes on. They really need a salary floor, if anything. But what I'm, you know, getting at here is, again, it goes back to the Yankees and Trent Grisham. $22 million to Trent Grisham is something that you put out there. You knew that he could accept that offer. Even though John Heyman reported that he was going to decline it, that has nothing to do with anything. You knew that he could take that offer. So you have to be prepared to move forward and accepting that you're giving Trent Grisham a $17 million raise when there are defensive metrics that says his performance in center field has declined. And when you saw every game that you let him off in the postseason that he couldn't get it done, swinging at the first pitch, not good enough, you decided that that player that you got that production out of, which was a great year, OPS, average up, career year for homer, 34 homers, what? Clutch homers for the lead to go ahead on the road. You decided that that player that you got that performance out of at $5 million, you would be okay with paying $22 million. You didn't do that for Gleyber Torres the year before because you didn't want Gleyber Torres. You didn't give Gleyber Torres the qualifying offer, which Gleyber just accepted the qualifying offer this year from Detroit. You didn't give that to Gleyber because you didn't want that. You didn't want to pay him that. You didn't want him back. Clearly, you wanted Trent Grisham back. Do not end up in any type of situation where, oh, yeah, well, you know, Cody Bellinger, the years were just too many years than we wanted, and, you know, the AAV went up, and so, you know, we do have Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez here, and that can complete our outfield. No, hell no, no. Mike is in New Rochelle on the Fan as we go back to the Giants, as we were talking about Jackson Dart and whatnot. Go for it.
What's happening, Keith? How you doing, man? Love the show.
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
So here's my point. My point is I want to get your opinion. I think you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Kind of alluded to it already, is that, you know, you had Dable, who was like really coaching right to try to win his job, doing anything he could to try to keep that job and get wins, and they fired him, rightly so. But then you get Kafka in, he's on an audition, right, a six-week audition, whatever it is. It's almost the same thing, right? And if he doesn't, he's not going to win enough games to keep the job, I don't think. And they got to do something like to clean house and get rid of everybody. But you run the same risk. You bring Dart back. I'm not saying he should be sitting. I don't think so. But how do you trust, like, you know, it kind of like, what do they say, the inmates running the asylum? Like, it's the same guys that are responsible, right, for kind of calling the shots. And then I think in long term, they're trying to save their jobs. And same thing with Shane, you know, the whole thing. So I'm curious what you think. I think they need to clean house. I don't know if you wanted any of these guys kind of running the show, but I don't know what you're left with. There's still six weeks left or whatever it is. How do you do this, Keith? What's the answer?
Thanks for the call, Mike. Sound like there were some horses galloping in the background. I don't know what that was. The British were coming or something. You know, I talked about this Monday coming off the weekend. I said, can't blame Dable now. He can't be the, oh, we got to fire this coach. Like, okay, fire the next one. And I said, there's an even bigger microscope on Joe Shane now. And the way that that game played out, Brian Dable couldn't have wrote a better script. Deontay Banks was terrible again. You can't rely on him. And because Paulson Adebo wasn't able to go, you had to. You had no choice but to play him. And Paulson Adebo is a free agent corner that Joe Shane brought in, and he hasn't played in weeks since the Denver debacle. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, and I don't want to speak for that man, and I don't ever want to assume that somebody can't go, but maybe there are some business decisions being made here. The season's over. I'm going to put my body on the line and put myself at risk. Now, if they were a team competing for the playoffs and you go through warm-ups, maybe you gut it out and try and go, but it's a business decision potentially. I don't know. Someone call me up if you were at the game and you saw his warm-ups. He hasn't played in weeks. It's been over a month. That's a strike on Joe Shane. Oh, even Evan Neal goes before the game. Evan Neal goes to the IR. He had a hamstring injury. How the hell did he get hurt? How did he get hurt? He doesn't dress. He got hurt in practice, warming up, pulled a hammy, going through stretches. that's a pick that you could never miss on. And that's a pick that even if you missed in year one, you figure out everything to fix that guy. That goes on Joe Shane. So then we go into the game. I already mentioned Deontay Banks, but Abdul Carter. I'm watching the game, and I follow on Twitter, and everybody's kind of like, Where's Abdul Carter? And then he plays on special teams. Abdul Carter was your pick at number three. Brian Daboll wanted to take Jackson Dart with that number three pick. And then what is going on? You're the general manager. You're supposed to generally manage everything going on with the New York Giants. What's going on that we find out, okay, he got benched because he missed a meeting, he missed a walkthrough. I don't know what the hell goes on in that building. He's allowed to miss a meeting. How does nobody go get him? Or the trainers don't know the schedule of the team. They all know. They know it's got to be walkthrough right now. How do you have a player in recovery in a red light room or whatever where they don't, hey, knock, knock. Yo, you got 2 minutes. Go. 5 minutes, go, 10 minutes, get out there. Where are his teammates to be like, hey, bro, come on. Because it's laissez-faire. It's a country club. It's a tankathon. It's a losing streak. The coach is fired, whatever, we can do whatever we want. And then we hear that, oh, Brian Dave, this had happened before. Abdul Carter claims it wasn't a trend, but we had heard from some little birdies. There's a bunch of leaks going on or whatever. We find out stuff that, oh, this had been going on. It goes under Joe Shane now and his watch. So if we're grading him, right, he survived the firing of Brian Daboll, and we're grading him after this first week, and obviously interim head coach Mike Kafka's tryout doesn't really matter. He's not going to be the coach. Week one of his tryout, no. And then Abdul Carter's allowed to go to WWE. It's a bigger punishment to tell Abdul Carter you can't go to the wrestling night at the Garden than to sit him for three plays or the first drive or however many plays it was. 888-808-1019. And then last but not least, Jameis. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, damn, I would have liked to see Jameis play with Malik Nabers. Whose idea was it to sign Russell Wilson for $10 million and make him play? Was that you, Joe Shane, or was that Brian Daboll? Or a combination of both? I would have liked to see Russell Wilson operate, but there was never a competition. Or I would have liked to see Jameis operate, and not Russell Wilson those first couple weeks. There was never a competition. They gave him the spot. I don't know, based off of his 10 Pro Bowls and his Super Bowl appearances and his Super Bowl ring, but he's cooked. We saw that last year. They lost every game down the stretch with the Steelers. They lost 5 games in a row. The players on the Steelers hated him by the end. And then in that game, you know, Jameis is Jameis. We're expecting Jameis to turn the ball over. The dreaded Jameis interception. It happened when it happened, but it could have happened earlier. But of course it happens, and there's an interception assist. Jalen Hyatt, another Joe Shane product. Another apple of Joe Shane's eye that he traded up to get, that he wanted to have, that they gave Odell Beckham Jr.'s number to. Him and Deontay Banks, I have a problem with numbers. I'm a former football player. I care about numbers. I think numbers matter. Deontay Banks should have never been allowed to go from 25 to 2. Somebody should have stopped that, vetoed that, and says, we're drafting a first-round quarterback that wore number 2 at Ole Miss, wore number 2 in high school. He's number 2. We're going to sell a ton of his jerseys. Even if he's on the bench, he wears 2, not 6. Deontay Banks, get out of here. And that Odell Beckham Jr. jersey, that number 13, that jersey's heavy, bruh. You can't take that number and then not run your route, stop your feet, let that ball go into the end zone where the safety's just sitting there to pick it off, and that's how the game ends. So that's on Joe Shane. And there's probably some more things that I forgot. I just did that off the top of my head. There's probably more things that I forgot this week that I'm like, There's no way they keep this GM. And Shane Bowen, he's another dead man walking. He's already terminated. He's just finishing out his term. There's a stat that popped up. Most consecutive games with 20-point losses since 1970. The 49ers have six in their 1999 to 2000 years. The Giants are tied with the Lions and Bengals at five this year. If they have another game this season where they score 20 points and lose, they'll tie the 49ers for that record. And that'll fall under Shane Bowen. And the reason that they can't fire Shane Bowen is it's too much. You fire Daboll, Mike Kafka can easily assume that, you know, appoint a guy, Tim Kelly, to be the offensive coordinator. You fired Shane Bowen, and then that's another thing, because people thought changes were coming Monday. People thought they were going to fire him Monday. No, he's just going through the motions. I said Monday, Big G, the G-men, Big Blue, the G stands for going through the motions. That's what they're all doing. They are going through the motions. Clean house. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Scoop on the Fan next. What's up, Scoop?
Hey, what's happening, Keith? I'm calling up because I'm listening to you, and when you said that Mike Kafka's out of here, you said it with a lot of conviction, like you really believe he's going to be out of here, and you might be 100% right, but here's my point. I don't know nothing about Mike Kafka as a coach, right? But I do know he was on a few interviews, and we have a trend in the league where you got these young offensive guys taking over teams and doing a pretty good job. I think that the best logical conclusion for the Giants would be that Mike Kafka does enough to actually be given that position, and he keeps the continuity that they got going on with Jackson Dart. What do you think?
Thanks for the call, Scoop, but I disagree. I think Jackson Dart is a hooper. I think hoopers hoop. It doesn't matter what stadium you put Jackson Dart in. It doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter if it's the legacy jerseys. It don't matter what plays you call. It doesn't matter if it's Bo Collins, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Darius Slayton, Wanda. He is going to ball out. So we can forget the conversation now because they already fired Daboll. Dable's the guy that went and got him and worked with him and spent all those hours with him. You already fired Daboll. So the whole continuity thing with Kafka is cool and all, but I think whoever comes in here, you have a quarterback, you have a baller, you have a real competitor, a player that is going to play and make plays, and he does that for the name on the back of the jersey as much as for, you know, the helmet he's wearing. And, you know, when you talk about the most logical solution, whatever, okay, are the Giants going to rip off six wins here? Because if the Giants win six games in a row here, yeah, you gotta bring Kafka back. If Kafka can go beat the Lions and Patriots, I'm considering bringing him back with Dart. If he goes and upsets the Lions and Patriots, then I'll change my tune on him. But what's the point in bringing him back? That's a Band-Aid. That's like, I don't get that. I just said clean house. You got to get a lot of these jokers up out of here. You need somebody new to come in to tighten up the entire ship. Mike Kafka, like, yes, he had some interest. I think the Seattle Seahawks, and I forget who else. And so that's why they bumped him up to make him assistant head coach. And then even, you know, last year, they took the play calling duties away from Daboll and gave them back to him. But I think you need more to inspire this fan base. I think you need more to really get a hold of these players in this team. I do not expect Kafka. So it's like, if they lose out, and they're picking in the top of the draft, there's no shot you bring Mike Kafka back. And right now, what they're up against this weekend, and I don't think that you beat Aiden Hutchinson, Anzalone, Branch. Let's see if Terrion Arnold plays. Let's see if DJ Reed plays. I'm not sure their injury status. I'll look into it. I think the injury reports are starting to come out. I know they didn't play last week. That defense for the Lions is tough. And I know for a fact this Giants secondary will not stop Amon-Ra, the sun god, St. Brown. And they're definitely not stopping the big shot, Jameson Williams. I don't see it. Like, so what you're up against this weekend is being eliminated from postseason contention. You're up against being the first team chopped, clipped. It is clipped. Like, you're up against, all right, and I saw Gridiron BR put out, first team eliminated from playoffs. And so now you got this, like, what to watch for at home. But the Giants loss and a Seahawks win or tie, you're gone. Done. Like, actually mathematically out. With a Giants loss and a Vikings win, done. Like, season finito. Obviously, they're not making the playoffs, but, like, the embarrassment of we're going to come in here on Monday and be like, well, tankathon.com, where are they picking at and who are they picking? And we'll do that tonight, too. I have the mock draft and thoughts about what the Giants should do in the draft coming up because you're not taking a quarterback, finally, but you're going to get another top five pick. With a loss and a Cowboys win, you're also clipped. So the Giants could mathematically be eliminated from the playoffs this weekend, and there's three different scenarios that could happen. And they all include the Giants losing, and I just don't think that you're going into Ford Field against the Lions and beating them. But I think you could be competitive with Jackson Dart back. He's been competitive in every game that he's played. There was another stat out there about how the Eagles and the Broncos have only given up 30 points in one game each, and that was when they faced Jackson Dart. So he is the catalyst. He is the change. But I don't think he's enough of a change to change the fact that you need to hire an actual head coach. Mike Kafka, we appreciate you, bro, but you're part of this whole Daboll and Shane regime. You got to go too. And good luck to you elsewhere. Maybe there's another team that is looking for a head coach, and you can get that head coaching spot. Maybe somewhere else, but not here, not in New York, not with the New York Football Giants. 888-808-1019. Like, I don't see Mike Kafka showing us anything. Like, all right, let's talk about Mike Kafka, and I just came back to something in my head from Monday. Mike Kafka failed the challenge system. He challenged Josh Jacobs stepping out of bounds from the other side of the field. I don't know who was in his headset telling him to challenge that. You wasted that. And then when we actually needed you to challenge the play with Wandale, you didn't do it because you were gun-shy. Trigger-happy to gun-shy in your first head coaching. No. No, you don't got it, bro. Brian Daboll could have done that. That's a mark against you. You wasted time out with the quick trigger. And then when you actually need it, you're scared to do it. You're scared to do it. So there are little things like that. With Abdul Carter, okay, you discipline him, benching him for a series. Bench him the whole game. You can't. Kayvon's out, and you need bodies, and you need a win in your building, in front of your fans. I'm trying to think what else against Mike Kafka. I don't know. I think Evan said he doesn't like his eyebrows. Part of it. Gotta look at the guy a lot. Gotta look at the guy. All right, it's 8:30. We gotta break it down. And I gotta check on the YouTube chat. Keith McPherson on the fan. Now it is open for the G-Men, the Giants fans to call. But I see these Jets fans on the line too. So when we come back, I will sprinkle in some of the Tyrod Taylor stuff, Justin Fields, talk about the Jets as they're going down to Baltimore to face the Ravens, the team that drafted Tyrod Taylor. And then we'll be open for business on both sides of MetLife Stadium. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. We got to talk about the Jets a little bit. Just did enough ranting on the Giants, and we'll get to you guys. Well, let's take one Giants call before we do hit the Jets. Anthony is in Brooklyn on the fan. What you thinking about, Anthony?
Hey, Keith. What I'm thinking about is that Josh Dart should not even attempt to run. They should not have a running play for him. You know, I like Daboll. I've been a Bills fan since 78. I like them a lot. But one of the biggest criticisms was the fact of how often they ran Josh Allen, especially early in his career. And the one thing I said is I hope he really learns from his mistake as far as just you got to keep this kid healthy. The problem, as you know probably better than me, is that with head injuries, you know, you keep getting them. They're going to come back a lot more easier. And you know, like you said, you want this kid for the next 10 years. Why he doesn't slide, I don't understand. You know, even as a coach, you know, listen, you didn't slide that one time. Bench him something. I just can't don't get him. I just hope he doesn't do any running plays. He hears footsteps. He should just slide.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. Daboll is gone, so he'll have no input. That's in the past, and now they have to be in the future. If your running game is operating like it was last Sunday with Singletary and Tracy, then I don't think you really need to run Dart. Unless you're seeing something in the defense that you can exploit and it's there, do it. Do not take that out of his game. But don't overuse it. Don't abuse it. The kid has been concussed. He's been in a concussion tent. And you do want to protect him some, and there are ways to do that. He's not Josh Allen. Josh Allen is big body beast. And, you know, sometimes he runs into linebackers and safeties looking for contact. The biggest thing I'm looking for with Jackson Dart, whether he scrambles and improvises and runs on his own, or if it's a design run for him where when a design run is called, like, you're running back right away. When you scramble as a quarterback, they have a little bit more grace with you going towards the sideline. Like, those guys can't push you out. Like, they can't. They got to let up. And then they even have grace with you sliding, where if you start your slide, those guys have to let up. They can't come flying at you. There's a difference, though. When it's a design run, you're running back. And if you want to slide, you better get down. So the biggest thing I'm looking for, still call the plays. And I think they will, because that's their offense with him. And they can set it up. The biggest thing I'm looking for, if it's a design run or if it's improvised, does Jackson Dart still just, you know, be a wild man out there? Or does he have the presence of mind to think, it's not worth it, bro. Season is over. We're not going to the playoffs. Like, we're trying to compete and win the game. But, like, I want to play the rest of the games this season and not get knocked out. Now, speaking of the season being over and not going to the playoffs and being knocked out, you know, the last time we saw Tyrod Taylor was when Justin Fields started to slide and he got knocked out of the game. Coincidentally enough, it was against the Buffalo Bills, as the last caller is a Buffalo Bills fan. See how it all ties together? The Jets went down to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Tampa, they played a hell of a game. That's when we got Aaron Glenn, you know, hitting his dance moves. And for a minute, we thought maybe the Jets could win the game. I didn't. I mean, I was at the American Dream. I was at the Savvy Seats tailgate. Shout out to them. I think I was doing the Tullamore Dew Bartenders Combine. I was hosting that. And it was on the big screen out there. And everybody was, oh, the Jets, they just returned. They blocked the kick. They returned the kick. And I'm like, yeah, there's too much time left. Baker Mayfield, this is what they do down there. And they took that L. Tyrod, I think Tyrod threw an interception in that game. Maybe two. Like, I think he had two touchdowns. I think he might have one interception. I'll pull up that box score. But where I'm getting at is, Tyrod is the clear and obvious option now. Justin Fields is healthy. He's benched. Aaron Glenn doesn't have to tell us, even though he did tell us, who the quarterback was. And this is what he had to say today.
On Monday, I talked to both of those guys, talked to the team on Monday. So Tyrod will be our starter.
Why did you decide to make that move?
Because I wanted to.
In past weeks, for strategic reasons, you waited until close to game time to decide which one. Why this week did you decide to go earlier in the week?
But I told you guys before that the players already knew. You know, I just didn't tell you guys that. So there's nothing strategic about that. The guys already knew.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Diana Russini told us on Monday, and it was obvious. It was obvious after you played the Patriots on Thursday Night Football that you cannot evaluate the new receivers that you got. You cannot evaluate this offensive line, your own play caller, with Justin Fields at quarterback. He struggled again, and there are simple throws that he cannot make. There are reads of the defense that he does not see, and it's just not working. So if you do want to compete at all, if you do want to have a semblance of an NFL offense, because I'm pretty sure I put in my notes today that the Jets have the lowest passing yard average per game in the league, and you don't even need to see those numbers. If you watch the games, you could just tell this, like, it's not an NFL offense. In a league where you can't touch the quarterback and you can't touch the receivers, and it's built for offenses to be able to throw the ball downfield and score points, that the Jets cannot do that with Justin Fields. So Tyrod Taylor gets the nod, and I want you to hear what Tyrod Taylor had to say about Justin Fields, and then I'll add some more after that before we get back to the phone.
Me and Justin have a open line of communication, and the conversation will come at some point. We spend time together in the offseason as well as in season two. Right now, in my mind and my focus right now is just being able to get everyone on the same page, offense, where we could go out and execute at a high level. But that conversation will come. All I can do is just share the things that I've been through, and hopefully that helps his experience and helps him in the long run. He's a tremendous player, and I think in this league he has a lot of good football ahead of him. Like I said, God has a timing for everything. I truly believe that.
Man, Tyrod is such a solid dude. And I'm sure he wants the best for Justin Fields. And I'm sure he didn't even have a problem in the beginning of the year when he had surgery. And Justin Fields was just given the spot and there was no open competition. I'm sure he didn't have a problem with that. And now he's stepping up as a pro to do what he's got to do. And what I hope is that they do still have some packages and plays for Justin Fields. You saw the Steelers do it a little bit last year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Short yardage, goal line, and design runs where Justin Fields comes in. And then also keep in mind, Tyrod is not a big body dude himself. He's one play away from you going back to Justin Fields where he could get hurt. So he's got to be careful. He's got to watch the hits that he's taken. He can't be running too much. He can't take too many sacks. He's got to get the ball out of his hands. But now that you have John Metchie III, now that you have A.D. Mitchell, like, I would want to see those guys run routes, get separation, and when they're open, the ball be there on time, and that's something that Justin Fields was not able to do. Let's get back to the phones. Robbie's in Brooklyn on the Fan as we switch to talk to the Jets fans. Robbie, what you thinking about?
Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I remember about 3 years ago when you took over for Steve Spellman. That was about 3 years ago, right?
We are coming up on 4, actually, but whatever. Yeah, same difference, 3-4 years. It's been a while now.
So I really enjoyed over a couple of years listening to you that you really know a lot about football and you really know a lot about baseball. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to get that out there.
Appreciate it.
And now
it.
I want to talk about the Jets. If you recall, you spoke to me a few times, and you know I like Zach Wilson.
Right.
So my point... Up until now, my point is that in the past 10 quarterbacks, the only quarterback with at least five wins in a season was Zach Wilson. Now, we're talking about Joe Flacco. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, Teddy Bridgewater, really good quarterbacks.
Mike White.
And every single one of them ended up face first into the turf. And the only one that got back up and threw the ball again was Zach Wilson. I say make a trade with Miami. Get Zach Wilson.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate the compliments. It took a while to get to the Zach Wilson trade.
That guy has to be a troll. There's no way.
We were going down this road.
Either that or that. Okay. That's Zach Wilson's father-in-law, who I know listens to the station.
And like, what does that do for us now? The coach that was coaching Zach Wilson got fired. The offensive coordinator got fired. There's a lot of those guys that play with Zach Wilson are no longer here. Zach Wilson is not playing in the NFL. Let's keep it locked on where we are right now with Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields and these 2025 New York Jets going to Baltimore, the team that drafted Tyrod Taylor in 2011. I've been talking all week about Tyrod, man. I just got a ton of respect for him. And if you heard my story this week or not, I'll quickly tell it again. And I was able to dig up a picture of Tyrod Taylor and myself, not together, but wearing the same, you know, shirt from the combine. So shout out to Chris Melvin, who is a scout from the Jersey Shore area, but he covers the whole East Coast. He put together the Elite College Combine 20 years ago, and I met Tyrod there. And I'm sure Tyrod doesn't remember me, but he did like my post today that I put together of myself with a McPherson number 16 shirt, and he had a Taylor number 23 shirt, and he came all the way up here to New Jersey back-to-back years to throw and to compete in that combine. It was a showcase for college scouts. And when I met him back then, undersized quarterback, but a very smart, athletic competitor. And so competitive, I remember he wasn't getting as many reps as some of the other bigger, taller, stronger quarterbacks, and he was upset about it. He also is a year younger than me, and I remember saying, like, don't sweat it, bro. You'll be back next year, and, like, you're already on. He was a three-year starter down there in Virginia, and he is a legend in Virginia and a legend in Virginia Tech football. My school that I first went to, JMU, I transferred out, and I just missed the year that JMU beat Virginia Tech. I think it was 2007, where I would have been on the field warming up with Tyrod. And so to see him all of these years later, 15 years in the NFL, he spoke on that. And I just think he's a legend against all odds. Undersized, black quarterback that they didn't want to play quarterback in the league. He's been a journeyman. He's made a bunch of stops. And here he is about to start against the team that drafted him in Maryland, the Baltimore Ravens. I bet he's going to have friends and family at the game coming up from 757 Hampton Beach, Newport News area. And here's Tyrod talking about his journey in the NFL.
Very thankful. I've had a chance to just think about that a little bit last few days. I actually talked to one of my old Baltimore teammates last night, Torrey Smith, very good friend of mine. Yeah, I mean, from that draft class, 2011 draft class, like you said, there's only a couple of us left. Just thankful for the opportunity. I remember when I got drafted, there were some people that wanted to put me at wide receiver. I fought the notion down, and I stood firm that I was a quarterback. That was what I had played my whole life. And I just knew that if given the opportunity, I could show that. And 15 years later, I'm still proving it. I welcome those challenges, and like I said, just truly thankful for the opportunity.
Go, Tyrod, go. Paul is in Brick, New Jersey on the Fan next. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Heard some good Giants ranting before I got on, but, enjoyed it as a Jets fan. But need you to talk me off a ledge here. I have the over-under for the Jets' next playoff appearance in 2032. Started at 2030 this season. Do you think they can make the playoffs before that?
Yeah. 2032? It's not going to take seven years. It shouldn't take seven. It won't be. If it takes 7 years, it won't be Aaron Glenn and Darren Mucci getting you there. Like, it's got to be sooner.
I mean, I'm just staring at Drake May and Josh Allen in the division.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 to 4 losses a year.
No.
Knicks.
No. Because look at the Patriots beating the Bills in this second year. The Bills weren't thinking that the Patriots were going to be able to rock with them right away. They got it right. They got the right head coach, right offensive coordinator, right pieces. It can change quickly. The NFL is, that's exactly what the NFL is. You're on top, not for long. Look at the Chiefs right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, with the Bills, and the Chiefs, they've been on top of the AFC. We've really seen two division winners in the in my lifetime, the Bills and the Pats, that's really it in the AFC East. So it's going to be an uphill climb, and that's why I kind of, you know, the five first-round draft picks is nice and all.
They got a hit on them. They got a hit on them.
It's a big uphill climb, as you can understand.
Yeah, but they've been climbing this hill for a while. Thanks for the call, Paul. They've been climbing this hill for 16 years. I don't think the next playoff appearance is 7 years away. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be crazy. Like, for that, like, I'm thinking about the 23-year-old Jet fan that is, like, fast forward, like, my whole life the Jets haven't made the playoffs. Like, that's crazy. Like, okay, not even a, let's say if you are a 30-year-old Jet fan that started rooting for the team at 7, and then you go 23 years and you're 30, and the whole time that you can actually remember things, the Jets don't make the playoffs, I don't think that's going to happen.
Last time they made the playoffs, I was in middle school. So what does that tell you?
And how old are you now?
I'm the guy you're talking about. And then guess what? I wouldn't bet on them making the playoffs in the next 7 years. I wouldn't.
All right, I guess I can't. I don't know. I'm not a Jet fan, so I'm looking at it as in NFL terms. I just talked about how the Lions were down forever.
There are some teams that defy all
the
logic.
Look at the Patriots. The Patriots rebuild was overnight.
That's what good franchises do. That's why you look at the Browns, Carolina, the Jets.
Jaguars.
The Jags, and it never worked out for them. Meanwhile, the Giants are different because that's new. Like, they were a winning franchise for my whole life until, I don't know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago at this point.
And they've had spots, 2016, 2022.
Right. And it's crazy, though. The Jets, it just goes to being, that's how why people say it starts with ownership. It starts from the top because it does. It starts with the franchise, and the franchise can't get it right. It doesn't matter who, and I know Joe Beningo likes to rant about it. You could bring in the coach, you could bring in the, it doesn't matter who you bring
Spot
in.
Spot on.
Find a way to mess
He's
it up.
He's been right for a long time.
Look at Sam Darnold. He's going and having success elsewhere. The guy talked about it's only been the Patriots and the Bills winning the division. Chad Pennington, the year the Jets gave up on him, he goes down to Miami and wins the division. So, yeah, this has been happening forever.
I'm trying to give you some hope, some optimism. Tyrod's coming back. You're not going to beat the Ravens, but, I mean, you got the head coach. You got the GM. I feel like they won the draft. I feel like they are building something. Big ships turn slow. It's not instant call. I don't know what to tell you guys. Let's get a call in before we break. Max is in Queens on the fan. What's up, Max?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I just thought that the Giants head coach position definitely needed to be talked about.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to get, but they're saying they need a CEO type of guy, like a boss that can oversee the offense, defense, special teams, everything going on.
Like, I mean, some of my friends in school are telling me, like Belichick, like, I'm not sure either New York teams are into getting good deals for themselves, but sure, that would be great if they could get Belichick.
Yeah, Belichick put out a statement saying that he's staying at North Carolina and he's not interested in any NFL team, but I won't believe that until we get further into, like, the winter and the college season ends. I'll say this. I don't think it's going to be Mike Kafka. I think they're going to go out and hire a head coach with experience or someone that around the league people point to and say is the next guy that should get a head coach spot but has a lot of, coordinator assistant experience.
I mean, primarily Brian Daboll's fault. He's never had one of these top 10 quarterbacks. I mean, Jackson Dart has been good, but he could do better. There's some passes. There's some more passes he can complete.
Yeah.
There's some more runs he could take. There's
and
some more
take care of the football.
We
always absolve Jackson Dart, but he threw interceptions. He fumbled the ball too. And yeah, when you talk about Brian Daboll, you got to hit on the whole team. You're the head coach. It's one thing to hit on the quarterback and get production out of the quarterback, but that's not only your job. Like, you're not just the quarterback coach. You're the head coach. You got to oversee the whole franchise.
And like, the wide receivers need to be more developed because, like, running to the inside instead of the outside, running the outside has a clear pass.
And lose Malik Nabers, and it's like you don't have receiver room. It's in flux. Isaiah Hodgins comes back, instant offense, and it's like, where was this guy the whole time? It hasn't been good enough. That's why you got a clean house. That's why the Giants got to get a whole new regime in here to tighten this thing up.
I don't know, like, that much about football and, like, coaching positions, but, like, get, like, Eli Manning or something, or, like, a former player or somebody who actually knows something about the game of football.
Thanks for the call, Max. I'm sure they have Eli's ear. I'm sure Eli was telling him, hey, Jackson Dart coming out of my school, Ole Miss, he's the guy. 888-808-1019. We will continue with your calls on the Jets, on the Giants. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.